Thank you for signing up for this online session. I hope it gives you some insight on things you can do as a translator or interpreter to become more efficient and effective. After you watch this video, feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions. You'll see all my contact info on the very last slide. Check out my website, rafalombardino.com, for more sessions that can help you improve your current skills, diversify your services, or position yourself better in the translation and interpretation field. Well, I hope you like the content I'm sharing with you today, and I look forward to hearing from you very soon. Hello, fellow translator. I'm really glad you decided to take this online session about subtitling, more specifically about YouTube. And today we will see the basics of how to transcribe and translate subtitles on YouTube. I'll go through some screens to explain the basic concepts of subtitling on YouTube. Then I'll show you a video demo, meaning I just subtitle a video on YouTube, I record it myself, and I'll show you step by step how to work on it. So these are the topics we'll be discussing today. We'll start with transcription. We'll see the subtitle workspace and how to assign timings to each subtitle, and also how to use the timeline to slide subtitles into place. Then we'll move on to translation, using the original transcription that you just worked on and translating into another language. So you'll see how to add the target language, the differences between manual and auto translation, and how to add missing lines. Then we'll see how you can download the subtitles so you can deliver files to your client. And then I'll show you the video demo with an example of how I subtitled one of my videos using YouTube.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Before you get started, just so you know a little bit about me, so you know who is talking to you right now, my name is Rafa Lombardino. I'm a certified translator and translation instructor. I've been working as a translator since 1997. It's been a while. And I'm certified by the American Translators Association, the ATA, in both English to Portuguese and Portuguese to English. I also have a professional certificate in Spanish to English translations from the University of California San Diego Extension Program. My additional language pairs are Spanish to Portuguese, Italian to Portuguese, and Italian to English. I'm the CEO at Word Awareness, a small network of professional translators that got together to provide multilingual services worldwide. We were first established in 2004 and incorporated in 2009. My specializations are technology or information technology, IT, anything related to computers, because in a past life, I earned an associate's degree in computer sciences with emphasis on data processing. So I was studying to be a programmer, didn't really work out, so I continued translation and I went into IT because of my technical degree. I also work with a lot of communications, which means news articles, advertisement, marketing, because in another past life, I earned my bachelor's degree in social communications and I majored in journalism. The other areas I work with very often are education, health and wellness, audiovisual material, including subtitling, as I will be talking about today, and also literature, both fiction and nonfiction books. I'm also a translation instructor. I started teaching at UCSD Extension in 2010, so it was about 3 years after I graduated their program. And I've been teaching tools and technology in translation, introduction to subtitling, and introduction to Swordfish. I'm also an author. I wrote a book based on my class, so it's called also Tools and Technology in Translation. And I'm a podcaster. I have a podcast called Translation Confessional, where I talk more about the ins and outs of over 2 decades working as a translator. If you haven't already, check out the Subtiling Basics Technical Aspects. That's another online session I have, which will help you get more of the specificities of subtitling. All the technical things related to character limitation and how to align subtitles and text units, how to break lines. So if you want to go a little deeper into the technical aspects of subtitling, I have this online session ready for you as well. So you can use that knowledge into subtitling on YouTube. All right? Well, enough about me. Let's now get started with the good stuff. That's what you're here for, to learn how to work on subtitles using YouTube. So the first step you'll be taking is actually working on the transcription. You will be transcribing the original audio. So let's say that you get something in English, you transcribe it, you generate a subtitle file in English, and then you can translate into the target language. All right? So this is the video manager screen. After you upload a video to YouTube, you see this screen with several areas where you can add more information to it. If you're not working on your own videos, if you have to work on a video for a client, I would recommend that you upload it to your YouTube account as a private video so nobody can see it but you. And then you have to delete it later because it's property of your client, not yours. But this is the video manager screen where you first see the actual video you uploaded to YouTube. And everyone that has a YouTube account to watch videos, to enjoy the content out there, also has a channel, right? Even if you don't create content, you can use your channel to upload videos, like I said, as a private video to work on it for clients. Once you get to this screen after you upload a video, you need to go to subtitles, as I'm showing you right there with a mouse. And once you click on it, you'll be taken to the subtitles screen where you can see a list of subtitles related to that video. All right? So what happened here was I uploaded my video, then I went to do something else. And when I came back, YouTube had recognized my narration on my video in English and created an automatic subtitle for me. So it's voice recognition. It's not going to be 100%. You still have to go in and clean a lot of it. And I'll show you how in my video demo, how you have to clean a lot and put all the punctuation. Pretty much this is just machine-generated voice recognition, but it's a good start for you to work on your original transcription so you don't have to type everything from scratch. And once you click on the duplicate and edit, because you'll be creating another copy of the transcription file and editing it to make sure that it looks good, that is a good final product that will be added to the video, this is the screen you will see. Right there. As you can see, it's just paragraph format. Like I said, voice recognition, it's not going to be accurate. Like you see, they don't recognize my name. Hafa, they put H instead of R, so I have to go and correct that. And there's no punctuation. There's no capitalization. You can see that I is not even capitalized. So it's a pretty rough material, but it's a good start, like I said, for you to just cut down on time. And as you can see on the bottom, there are 2 lines, one with some subtitle boxes where you can see kind of a preview of each subtitle, and also the audio track. So you can see those squiggly lines that look like a heart monitor. That's the audio track that will go with your video. Okay, so while you're playing your video, you can see the subtitles on the screen and you'll go through that timeline so you're able to align the subtitles with the audio. Once you click on Assign Timings, you'll be able to separate the subtitles individually and assign the start and end times. But first, you do have to clean it up because this is a very rough transcription. Here you can see that I clicked on Assign Timings. So YouTube broke down the subtitles for me. And as you can see, there's no rhyme or reason. So all the technical aspects that I talked about on that other session, are not going to be respected because YouTube doesn't know how to break lines correctly, how to keep text units intact. So this is just for you to have a starting point that you can just work with and actually follow the procedures to make your subtitles usable. And as you can see, they go by minute, second, and frames. Meaning, for example, that first line that you see on the screen right now is at 1 minute, 50 seconds, and 5 frames. All right? And frames go from 0 to 24. And that's how you adjust subtitles a little better, because you have to leave a little gap between them. So there's time for the subtitles to replace each other on the screen. And that's how you can adjust in a more detailed way. But you can also use the timeline on the bottom to just slide those boxes. And you have a better idea of how that works once I show you the video demo, because you can see that in action, not just a screen capture.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So focusing more on the timeline, as you can see here, you have the little two-headed arrow, meaning that you can slide that box with a subtitle content. You can slide it to the left to adjust the starting time or slide it to the right to adjust the ending time. If you're a more visual subtitler and you like working with the audio track instead of just the numbers, the timings on the screen, if you like using the mouse a lot so you can just slide back and forth, that's a pretty good way for you to control your subtitles and when they show on screen. You can also click on it and drag. So you don't have to just control the starting and ending times. You can also drag it to a different position, all right? Because like I said, YouTube has this great voice recognition feature, but it's not very accurate. So sometimes the subtitle box can be a little off compared to the auto track. So you can actually click on that box and drag it to the correct position, all right? But that's just a way to adjust it using the mouse. Once you're done with the subtitle and you edited everything and you corrected all the words that were misspelled and you put all the punctuation in the right places and you separate the subtitle lines correctly, you go back to the main screen. So you translate the original transcription that you just worked on into the target language. And they have a very extensive list of languages, and you just select the one that you want and you click Add the Language to create a second subtitle item on this list. I'm selecting Portuguese Brazil because that's my target language when I'm working from English. And once I do that, I'll see an item for Portuguese that I can start working on. So you have to be careful with the automatic translations that YouTube could add to your subtitle. So in this case, YouTube actually subtitled the video for me in Portuguese. And as you can see, it's not doing a good job. The translation is just completely out of context. There's still some typos that were pulled from the English version. There's no correct line separation. So it's a mess. But if you like using machine translations and then editing for quality, you can actually use this as a starting point. But like I said, be very careful because things are going to be completely out of place and you can't trust it blindly. One thing that is very important here is that you can add lines to the translated version of your subtitles. So why would you add a line if you already have the transcript in the original, in the source language? Well, because of on-screen text. If you took my other online session about technical aspects, you know that if there's something written on the screen and it's in the same language of the audio, well, it doesn't need subtitles because people can read it on the screen. But if you're preparing subtitles in the target language, You can't assume that someone looking at the message on screen will understand, because if you're translating the subtitles into a target language, well, that content on the screen will also need to be translated. So sometimes you have to add lines to the target subtitle file to actually convey that message to your target audience. So one good thing about YouTube is that it does have this capability. Some other online platforms may not have it and be too constricted to the original transcript only, but YouTube allows you to do that. So all you have to do is just click on the caption link and you create another box for you to type your message if it's on-screen text that you need to translate in the target language. And once you're done with your subtitles, both your transcription and your translation, you can go to the little three dots that you see in several websites and applications. It's where you find a drop-down menu. So you can just click those little three dots and you can see this menu that has options for you to download the subtitles, clear the subtitles, or upload a file. Uploading a file would be very good here if you were receiving the original from the client and you only need to translate, if you don't need to transcribe the original. So that's another resource you can use to just upload a file that is ready to go, that your client has already approved, and you just focus on the translation itself. But in this case, I'm just showing you how it works because these subtitles were not ready for prime time for sure, but just for you to see the location of where you can download your subtitles. And there are different formats you can download them into, so make sure you check with your client which is the format that they want. Usually it's SRT. SRT is the main format that I see a lot of clients requesting for subtitles, so you can definitely download your material, both the transcription and the translation, into an SRT file. Now let's go to the video demo where I'm going to show everything that I just said here in theory and how I transcribed and translated a video of my own. Okay, so this is the video demo that I promised you. I'll start playing so you can see what I did real time. So here's a list of videos that I have already on my channel. I selected this one. It's kind of short and sweet. It's 3 minutes something. I go to the subtitle menu and I get to the list I told you about, the subtitles. And YouTube had already created this one for me, as you can see, the paragraph format. It's a rough start, so I don't have to type everything. You can select and copy and paste if you want to put it in Word and check your spelling and grammar. So just start correcting and cleaning it up, putting all the punctuation, capitalizing all the I's. And you can see that YouTube is automatically creating some boxes there on the bottom. I'm going to speed it up a little bit so we don't go exactly real time, because it took me almost an hour to transcribe and translate this video. So you can see that YouTube is making decisions by itself on how to separate the lines for me, these little boxes that you see on the bottom. So after I clean everything and it looks good, I'm going to assign timings, because that's how I will format the subtitles correctly. As you can see, as you click each box, the video will go to that time. So it helps you see exactly where the subtitle will come in. Here I am playing it just to see how it looks like on the screen. And I see that I have to adjust some of the boxes because it has to go with the audio, right? You can't just have audio and then no subtitles, or have subtitles and no audio. So I'm making decisions here based on the technical aspects that you have to follow to make sure the subtitles are formatted correctly. And here's how you can adjust the time. Like I said, once you see that double-headed arrow, you can just drag slide the beginning or the end of a subtitle. And once you hit enter, you can just break a subtitle into two subtitles. And if you need to break a line into two lines, you use shift enter. So I'm adjusting some more things here. It's very tricky to use the mouse here because you have to kind of split those two boxes to give a little bit of a gap between the subtitles themselves. There's a lot of copy and paste involved. So you can make sure that the lines are shown on the screen correctly, where you'll be breaking one subtitle into two. And then you can use the caption, like I said, to add an extra box, which I can do right now, which is good that this worked, because you can see that there's no gap between the two subtitles. As you can see here, that blue box, it has something before and something after it. There's no gap. So I'm creating a gap here for me to add another caption. Otherwise, that line would be way too long. So I have to copy and paste what I want to position correctly. So I'm getting half of one subtitle and half of the other subtitle to create a new one right in the middle. But you do have to have that little gap between them. Otherwise, YouTube won't let you create a new caption to insert in the middle. It's almost like playing a video game and making sure that it fits, like Tetris, you know? You can see because YouTube creates subtitle boxes just arbitrarily, sometimes they have one that is before the audio track or after the audio track. They're not aligned correctly. So that's your job to just make sure that everything is in sync. And I'm speeding it up here so we don't spend too much time seeing the same thing. But this is what you have to do for every single subtitle. It's a little bit tedious, but if you're a perfectionist, I'm sure that you enjoy playing this little game. So I'm just watching everything to make sure that it looks good. And once it's done, I just hit publish. Then you return to the main subtitle screen and you can see that there are two sets of subtitles. I will delete the automatic one, which is the one that is computer generated with voice recognition. And now I will download the subtitle into SRT format. So I'm opening it here to see what it looks like. You can also open it in a Notepad or a plain text editor. Because if you open it in Word or another word processor, it may create some tags that you just do not want to have in a subtitle. So a plain text editor is the best option for you to take a look at it. And now that I'm done, I'll create the translation using that as a template. I'll go down to Portuguese, Brazil. It created another item for me. And then once you create add, you can upload a file. Here I'm uploading the same file that I just worked on and downloaded as an SRT. And I'm just translating, overwriting the original with the target language. If you just click on the language and then you just walk away for a bit and let YouTube work on it, that's when you get the automatic translation that is not very reliable because it is machine translation. So for you to create your own using the template that you just worked on from the transcript, all you have to do is just upload the SRT file that you just downloaded with the English, for example, with the source language, and then you start typing your translation on top of it. I'll speed it up right now so we don't have to waste time watching the entire process. Like I said, it took me almost an hour to transcribe and translate and do the quality assurance, meaning doing the spell check. I just downloaded the translation, as you can see. It's formatted just like the original, but with the translated content. And it's ready to be delivered to the client. And when you play the video, you now have two options. You have the original and you have the translation. You see the English coming in right now. And you can switch to other languages available, which right now is just Portuguese because that's the one I created. And that's it for the video demo. As you can see, it is a lot of information. So, of course, you have to familiarize yourself with how YouTube works, but that's what it looks like behind the scenes, right? When you're using YouTube Studio as your subtitling platform online. Well, thank you so much for watching. I hope that you learned all the basics of how to transcribe and translate subtitles on YouTube. It's pretty easy, pretty intuitive. It's pretty basic also. You won't see all the other different features that you get from more hefty software out there. But YouTube is a simple platform that helps you get the job done for simple requests. So if you liked what you saw here and you actually would like to have some hands-on exercises to practice and get feedback on your work, you can take my class, AUCSD Extension. Here's the link to it. And it's a 6-week online class. We have a different topic every week, and homework is due every Sunday, so I can review it and send you feedback on it so you can correct and make adjustments on your work. On that class, we actually have 2 weeks of theory when we see a lot of the technical aspects and practice them from scratch. And then we have 2 weeks dedicated to DotSub, which is another online platform that you can use, and 2 weeks dedicated to YouTube. So there's 4 weeks of heavy practice with subtitles and 2 weeks of technical work and some concepts that you can work on to learn how to format subtitles correctly. All right? And if you have any questions about this session, feel free to reach out. You can find me in all these places. And I love talking about subtitling. It's something that is fun, but it's also very challenging. And I would love to hear from you, your experiences when you first start trying it out. All right? And I'd like to hear from you and see how you like YouTube when you first start subtitling some videos. Thanks again, and I hope to hear from you soon. Bye.